Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Oh, a lot of things. But over the weekend, this nonsense with the end of last week with Trump and the now proven secret documents at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, Matt, can you imagine what right-wing Republicans like Jim Jordan and the rest, if Barack Obama would have left with a shred of anything when he left the office, let alone, you know, stuff that's classified information? The fact that the Justice Department is doing nothing still just amazes me. The man should be in handcuffs and in an orange suit, period.
Right. No, you hit it. And, you know, let me build on what Dick just said. The National Archives have now confirmed that Trump took classified documents, secret documents with him in boxes. He took out 15 boxes. He was also seen by aides ripping up documents into tiny little pieces. And, you know, the FBI can reconstruct that, but it's sort of a pain. Think about you just ripping to tiny pieces a document, and it's a jigsaw puzzle. He also was seen by an aide on two occasions eating a piece of paper, obviously not a long document, but a note of some sort from the files. And they found stuff jammed in the toilet. The breaking news over the weekend is the archives have confirmed that they believe they have evidence that he destroyed some of these documents. In other words, when he took 15 boxes, he didn't just take them to remember the good old times. Some of them were destroyed. Taking them is a felony. Taking them and destroying them is the kind of felony that even a jury can understand. So, Dick, thanks for raising that. It's a very, very serious matter. You know, what was it that he took? Remember, he met with the Russians in the White House with no Americans present. Not a single member of Congress, not a single cabinet officer, not his Secretary of State, not his NSA, National Security Agency people. But he met with Lavrov, the Rusky, and other Ruskies. That is something that isn't done for a lot of reasons. For one thing, guy goes, hey, listen, where's the restroom? So there it is down the hall. Guy goes walking around. Walks into the restroom, you have no idea what listening devices can be planted. They're planted all over the outside of our embassy in Moscow. I've been to our embassy in Moscow. And you go inside the embassy, they use Ruskies, native Ruskies, in the kitchen and that kind of thing. They assume that they planted it. Nothing gets said in that building unless it's over a secure line, just independent of that embassy. To let them into the White House, what you let is one or two for a meeting. You keep your eye on them the whole time. They ask to use the restroom, you point them to a restroom. You have your Secretary of State there if their head guy is there. Then you sweep the restroom afterwards. They'll stick a bug anywhere they can. He also, at one point, had a discussion with Putin where he had no interpreter. Only the Russian interpreter, who spoke obviously English and Russian. He left it to him. He made no record of it. On another occasion, he told a transcriber to get rid of her notes. This is dangerous stuff. I mean, I don't care if you think you're a Trump supporter or not. For President of the United States to act that way, Putin looks at this, he knows he controlled Trump. He doesn't control Biden. He knows that the jig is up and he is not going to be able to sneak Trump back in. People are getting on to him. But Trump had set up enough infrastructure of support for Putin from Trump, the president. Then he sees the divisiveness of the January 6th insurrection. And then he sees the constant attacks by the Republican Senate caucus against Biden, refusing to pass anything that could help the United States if they could somehow weaken Biden. and he sees a split. Then he makes his move. That's what's going on. And Trump destroying these documents. Merrick Garland better do something about that. Because I don't care who, if it were a low-level CIA agent or a low-level FBI agent, they would have been indicted already. The guy eats a few notes, flushes them down the toilet, steals 15 boxes of secret classified documents, and now they have evidence he destroyed some of them. That is a laydown, guys. Listen, Merrick Garland, for God's sake, do something. Get down into Houston like they asked you to and stop that Texas voting law that's causing all these ballots to be thrown out, and go after Trump for stealing the documents. It's just plain, plain wrong. Plain, plain wrong. Plain, plain wrong. And something's got to be done, because we don't have forever. We do not have forever. Let me get back to Wisconsin. Gableman, Bigfoot has now switched. And this is largely because he wants to protect Voss, who's being attacked by the grassroots, the rampant grassroots in the Republican Party, for not, quote, doing enough, end quote, to destroy our democracy. Gableman, as you recall, initially wanted to put in jail the mayors of Madison and Racine. Strike that, Green Bay. Now he's added some folks. Now he wants to put the chairman of the Wisconsin Election Commission, Ann Jacobs, into Cheetah. He wants to put the mayor of Madison in jail now again. The mayor of Green Bay in jail now again. The mayor of Racine, Corey Mason, in jail, he wants. He wants to put in jail the city clerks of Madison, city clerk of Green Bay. He wants to put in jail two Milwaukee election workers, and he wants to put in jail some information technology officers for the Wisconsin Election Commission and the Department of Administration, and a partridge in a pear tree. This guy just casts a wide net. Well, this is desperation. Rampton attacks Voss, and Gableman is Voss's slave. Bigfoot is Voss's slave. So he's getting unlimited money. And by that, I mean, it was originally 680 grand. Actually, it was originally 44 grand at your expense, then 680. He's getting 11 grand a month, 11 large a month. Staff getting 20 grand a month. He even refused to identify them at first. They claim all the documents are missing. They only turned over a handful of them in a court order. He's not doing anything other than going around the state and scaring folks. Now, let's dig down a little bit on this business of throwing folks in jail. He issued subpoenas to people to come to depositions in secret, in private, that the media couldn't get to, nobody can get into. This isn't the Star Chamber in England in the 17th century, where they used to have these secret things and beat the hell out of people and kill them. They didn't like what they said. Obviously, he's not going to kill anybody. But all these people said, we'll give depositions, but under the law, they have to be public. That's all. And for that, he wants to throw him in jail. I would assess attorney's fees against him for a frivolous argument. They've all complied. They've sent him documents. Then he asked for documents they've already gotten, and that he's already gotten. And they say, we already gave it to you. And he says, I'll put you in jail if you don't give them to me again. The head of the, this is only a play to try to stop the grassroots revolt against Voss. Voss is toast. Voss is not going to get reelected after this next election as Speaker or the head of the Republicans. He is toast. The rabble have risen against him. The rabble have risen against him. This is a desperate attempt that he orders Bigfoot, all right, throw some folks in jail, get the headlines changed. I know Ann Jacobs, the mayor of Madison, the mayor of Green Bay, Corey Mason, the mayor of Racine. Hey, I know the city clerk of Madison. How about the city clerk of Green Bay? Why don't you grab a couple of Milwaukee workers, just guys, workers, get Milwaukee into this. And then how about throwing a couple of guys that do the tech input stuff for the Wisconsin Election Commission, the Department of Administration? They were told by their boss, you can give a deposition, but it's got to be in public. For that, they're supposed to be thrown in jail. That is frivolous. You get held in contempt only if you disobey a court order after a hearing, and Bigfoot should pay attorney's fees for their having to defend this. Bigfoot is doing this and getting paid 11 grand a month forever. There's no sunlight on it. There's no time on it. Not doing anything except that he's a shill for Voss. Going to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Yeah, man, we were on CNN, just what you're talking about. Josh Call was on there, and they were talking about Gableman and his nonsense. But, you know, and I'm not a big fan of Josh Call at all. His mother was a much, much more assertive attorney general, and I was kind of hoping for some of that action. And then with the you know, Department of Criminal Investigations officers that work under him involved in this, so it's tainted. But did you see what Adam Jarkow said, who now wants to run for the attorney general? I always called him Jerk Now when he was in the assembly. But he has suggested that deer hunters prepare to invade Canada in support of those truckers' blockade, the anti-vaxxers. And I'm just like, their lineup for this time around, I'll tell you what, if they do win, I'm leaving. Because everybody in the Republican Party at this point is insane. And I will say this, the bikers, I put them on to Robin Voss and his, you know, PPP and all the other nonsense. He's not well liked by the Republicans, man. Let's just run him out of the state.
Well, Pizza Box, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of deer hunters who are Democrats, and there are a lot of deer hunters. There's more deer hunters in union halls than hedge fund conference rooms. Let me tell you that. So the guys in the union halls that deer hunt, and a lot of them are buddies of mine, ain't going to go and attack Canada. They like Canada. I like Canada. This guy Jarkow is really nuts. He's running against a guy named Eric Toney, who's the DA in Fond du Lac County. Jarkow is not going to get that nomination. He's frankly crazy. Toney is kind of an open book. He mouths stuff, but anyway, we're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines just lighted up. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.